This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series called Pure Gospel. You know, it's important that we are contending for the faith, as it says in Jude chapter 1 and verse 3. Paul spoke about, you know, that he was appointed for the defense of the gospel. You know, yesterday I was reading Galatians chapter 2 and verse 4 and 5. This occurred because the false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour. Why? That the truth of the gospel might continue with you. So Paul had this understanding that it wasn't, you know, guaranteed that the truth of the gospel would stay with people unless they were willing to fight for it and fight to preserve its purity. And we have that very same responsibility now, to ensure that the truth of the gospel might continue with the next generation, because Judges 2, 10 and 11 stands as an everlasting warning in God's word of what happens when a generation fails in handing the faith to the next generation. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And the reason why they ended up in idolatry was because they lost their way. But again, I don't believe the fullness of the judgment fell upon them, but also the generation that went before them. They were responsible, because in reality, they had not handed the faith to the next generation. And that's tragic. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished, verse 9, with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Here the Bible talks about the fire of judgment, and particularly on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That phrase just has been so resonating in my heart lately, because, as I said, sometimes the danger of reading the Bible is that we become so familiar with the truth that we miss the deeper meaning. Because it talks about judgment on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because knowing the gospel and obeying the gospel are two very different things. It's the gospel of Christ, not only in terms of speaking of Christ, but also in terms of belonging to Christ. His name is on it for a good reason. He alone shed his blood and paid the price at Calvary. No man owns or authored the gospel, for Christ wrote it in blood at the cross. And God forbid that we mishandle or misrepresent it. It's the gospel of Christ. This doesn't just speak of discipleship, but ownership. It's his gospel. It belongs to him and him alone. He is the author and copyright holder of the message. And it's not yours or mine, therefore, to change, adjust, or rewrite. And for those who might feel the urge, consider the warning contained in the very last page of the Bible, Revelation 22 and verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. What a beautiful promise here. But it starts by saying, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to these things in the churches. So who's speaking? Jesus here is speaking to the church. And verse 18, for I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I'm coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. You know, it finishes with a sobering warning that if anyone decides to add to the Bible, God will add some of the plagues that are written in the Bible. If anyone tries to take away from the Bible, God will take away their name from his book. That's the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's a sobering thing for any human being to try to tamper with the Bible. So don't mess with this book, or there will be hell to pay. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 17, but the latter out of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel. Praise God. But the latter out of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel. Paul understood that he was anointed and appointed by God for the defense of the gospel. We defend it because it's sacred. It's eternal, inerrant, life-changing truth. It mustn't be changed by anyone for any reason, for it transcends political affiliation and cultural mores. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. And this is why, again, it's so important for us to stand on the word of God. It's so important for us to study the word of God. It's important for us to pray for God to raise up godly politicians who will honor Christ and serve his purposes. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I'll call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. And so, Lord, we just pray for our nations today in Jesus' name. I pray you're going to raise up God-fearing men and women in positions of authority, whether in government, Lord, in media, in law, in education, in sport, in some of the different realms, Lord, in business. Raise up God-fearing men and women, Christian men and women, who will love you and serve your purposes, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland.